After 146 years, Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey stages its final show on Sunday.
That means hundreds of circus performers and crew members with extraordinary talents will be out of work, including this guy.
I am Jonathan Lee Iverson, ringmaster of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey, the greatest show on earth.
Iverson was recruited by Ringling almost 20 years ago. He was fresh out of college, where he was studying voice performance and training to be an opera singer.
In 1998, he became Ringling's first African-American ringmaster.
Which is a wild little paradox, you know, to be a first and a last at the same time. I don't know too many people who could say that in any industry.
During his 2 decades with Ringling, Iverson married a fellow performer. They've raised 2 children while traveling from city to city on the circus train.
He spent almost half his life in this unusual world. It's been his job, as he puts it, to present his colleagues as the glorious beings they are.
Because they are. They really are. You know, for those 8 minutes or 12 minutes they're doing their thing, the world needs to understand this is very unique. No one else does it. And the only person who can really render that kind of excitement and zeal is the ringmaster. Come in.
An hour before one of his final matinee performances, Iverson is in his dressing room, and he introduces his colleague, Ringling's head of wardrobe.
This is my darling, Luz Gutierrez Clotti.
He's already half done.
She's the one who keeps me looking beautiful. She takes care of me for all these years. She herself, a trapeze artist. She birthed trapeze artists. They come out flying.
Gutierrez helps Iverson into his ringmaster coat, tasseled and bedazzled in red, blue, black, and gold, and of course, his top hat.
It's funny. This is the only, I think, outfit or piece of wardrobe where it's not complete without the hat. You know, in a lot of wonderful churches, the ladies, you know, they wear these fantastically ornamented hats, particularly in a black church, so-called black church. It's really wonderful how, you know, I mean, they're called crowns. And I sort of think of the ringmaster's hat as that, too. I never let anybody wear it because of how special it is. You know, I feel like the history and the majesty of ringmasters before me are in it, too. You know, you can call it kind of strange. It may be a little cheesy and goofy, but, you know, I feel like their energy comes through my hat. It's like all of this doesn't matter without that. As gorgeous as all this is, right? But until you put the hat on, you're not the ringmaster yet. And this thing is on. See? Now I feel whole. Yeah, I feel whole. So here we go.
Top hat on, Iverson heads into the ring. As the acts begin, he introduces ice skating acrobats from China, some of them on stilts. Then daredevil motorcyclists from Paraguay.
A fourth generation clown from Italy. And a Brit who commands lions and tigers with a wave of his hand.
Okay, Kashmir, Max, let's go. Kashmir, come here. Come on, Max. Brad, Max, good boy. Good boy, Brad. Kashmir here.
In his sparkling coat and top hat, Iverson is the man in the middle of it all.
I just finished a show. It's about, 20 to 4. And I'm headed to FedEx to send some folders out to agents, potential agents, you know, with the whole professional portfolio, letting them know I'm going to be free and I'm looking for quality representation and that I'm open to do an array of things, musical theater, voiceovers, television, radio, hosting, film, whatever.
Please select what you would like to create.
So I'm here in the local FedEx, and this is part of the hustle.
You know, this is a part of what you do when you have to create new options for yourself. Okay, so right now I'm at the photo booth and I'm printing out a couple of headshots. Let's do that one.
Please remove your memory card by following the screen.
Okay. See how nice that is. I mean, you really have to package yourself. I've got a business card in there, a cover letter, a resume, two headshots. Who doesn't want to hire me? We actually had consultants with our resumes and stuff, and I was just wondering, how do you do that with circus people? Like, how do you help them write that out? You know, it's just like, wow, how do you, I mean, it's like, how do you write a resume for Superman?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, he flies, you know.
Where's this one going to?
Yeah, another one that says,
would not be able to go to a P.O. box. Do you have a street address for that?
Maybe the first trauma for me leaving Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey will be entering into what I believe is the authentic freak show of the world we have now. I mean, I'm not really looking forward to that. You know, I've spent my time 18 years here, and not to say it's been perfect and, you know, everybody's just in a paradise, an oasis, but you recognize here the possibilities of really the best of humanity. It's a template, it's a model for society of what active, serious diversity looks like and should look like. Having a place where people are given that chance to reach their heights, you know, to be their utmost. What can be better than that?
Ringmaster Jonathan Lee Iverson will step into the ring for the final time this Sunday in Uniondale, New York.